WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police arrested 7 people overnight on charges that included aggravated robbery and aggravated kidnapping. Officers say the suspects and the victims were involved in drug sales. Allegations include victims being run off the road, hit-and-run crashes, stolen vehicles, and stolen drugs. Arrests were made at the Southgate Village Apartments, where bystanders reported there was a fight involving handguns and one person was being led away at gunpoint. Further details are online at WTAW.com. A College Station woman has been arrested for child abandonment and endangerment. 28-year-old Ebony Wilson was taken to jail after police found her 3-year-old son outside their home twice in a 3-hour period yesterday morning. Police say the second time, Wilson had no explanation for the boy being 2 blocks from home. He was seen playing in the street in the area of Cherry and Nagel in and around moving traffic. Officers say the first time, the mother said her son sneaked out. The son was placed with other family members and there are no other children in the household. The first 8 days of October, College Station police have responded to 26 burglaries. Nearly all the targets were vehicles. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says before then, the number of those crimes were less than the first 9 months of last year.
Unfortunately, vehicle burglaries, when they happen, they do tend to happen in spurts. The thieves will target an area, such as a large parking lot, and then strike multiple vehicles at a time, so those tend to show up in groups or in, some patterns.
There are some common sense reminders to make yourself less of a target.
Such as securing their vehicle, locking it, removing items, backpacks, laptops, electronics, things of that nature that can be removed from the vehicle.
Flieger invites anyone who sees what they consider suspicious activity to call the department's non-emergency phone number at 764-3600. Thanks to the Austin American-Statesman newspaper, we know that A&M is working with Israeli officials on projects involving petroleum engineering and water development.
The Statesman quoted System Chancellor John Sharp saying, "We are that close," his fingers nearly touching, and expects to make a formal announcement in about 2 weeks. Sharp spoke at a fundraiser in Austin for the Jewish National Fund, which partners on economic development, water, and reforestation projects with organizations in Israel. Sharp says it's going to be something that has never, ever happened between the university and the state of Israel in its history. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A hardware store that's been in downtown Bryan since 1911 is closing. Owner Zane Anderson of the Parker Aston Hardware was a customer first and liked the store enough to buy it in 2005. But he says Bryan is evolving to favor smaller footprint stores.
It's real bittersweet. I think downtown is doing excellent overall, and it's got a great future. I would have preferred to not have to close it down, but that just didn't happen. But I think now there's an opportunity for me to make it into smaller storefronts to divide the property and get some stores in here that are more boutique-type stores.
Anderson says lofts are also a possibility, and he'll keep the sign up if he keeps the property. The store will officially close on or around November 9th. We're about a week away from the federal government running out of borrowing power. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says media reports are wrong about House Democrats having enough Republican votes to pass a clean continuing resolution to end the government shutdown.
We probably have 5 or 6 Republicans that would, so that you get to 205 or 206 in terms of votes for a clean debt ceiling, but it takes 218.
Flores says for those who believe daily tax receipts are enough to pay off debt after the drop-dead date of the 17th, he doesn't know if refinancing old debt can be legally done.
And more importantly, the markets, the folks that buy this debt, will have some doubt in their mind as to whether that debt carries the full faith and credit of the United States, since it was issued in a fashion that doesn't comply with the debt ceiling statute.
Flores says if the old debt can be refinanced, it would be at a higher interest rate, resulting in higher rates throughout the American economy. A former paramedic from the town of West has reached a plea deal on a case involving explosive materials.
The attorney for Bryce Ashley Reed filed papers in court today for a time extension to finalize the deal. He says his client has reached a plea agreement on a case involving the collection of pipe bomb materials. The 31-year-old Reed was arrested May 9th, just weeks after a fertilizer plant explosion in West killed 15 people. Authorities have never confirmed any link between Reed and the blast, but a criminal complaint accused Reed of giving a metal pipe, chemicals, and other materials to someone shortly after the blast. Reed was scheduled to go to trial October 15th. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
Texas is among 17 states with victims of a salmonella outbreak. The U.S. Agriculture Department is threatening to shut down three Foster Farms poultry processing facilities in California. The company has not recalled any of its products after at least 278 people have become ill, mostly in California. None of the Texas victims are from Brazos County, according to the health department. State politicians are out promoting the proposed $2 billion statewide water plan. Governor Perry made his second pitch in as many weeks yesterday at Lake Travis, northwest of Austin. If approved in next month's election, Perry says he'll appoint a new water task force to ensure the state's needs are met for the next 50 years. Down the road in San Antonio, House Speaker Joe Strauss spoke at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
We need a reliable supply of water to remain the country's number one job creator as our population swells.
Strauss says the water plan is the most important issue voters will consider in this year's election. And Arlington police say when dogs are stolen, they're rarely seen again. That makes a reunion more special. An English bulldog named Maggie has been reunited with her family after she was dognapped from her home more than 4 months ago. Detectives say Maggie was still at the apartment of the burglary suspect, along with some of the other loot taken from the home. WTAW News Time is 6:14. It's 59 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dan Aykroyd, Judith Belushi, and music director Paul Schaefer present the official Blues Brothers Review.
Hi, Dan Aykroyd here. The John Belushi Estate and myself have sanctioned the official Blues Brothers Review.
Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 in Rother Auditorium.
That's the official Blues Brothers Review.
For tickets, call 845-1234 or order online at mscopus.org. Sponsored by Allstate. Presented by MSC Opus.
6:15, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will remain in control of our weather through at least tomorrow. Then a storm system coming out of the southwest may start to bring some moisture our way. We'll have sunshine today with a high of 85. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny and 85 to 90 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clouding up. Watch for a shower or two, lows near 70. Saturday, clouds, some sunshine. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs on Saturday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up at about 6:52, we'll find out what Larry Freeze feels like in Ole Miss as they get to finally play at home. We've got updates for you in Major League Baseball as well as preseason NBA.
It's probably Hugh Freeze, isn't it?
What'd I say?
Larry?
Sorry.
I don't know Larry Freeze. Mr. Freeze.
I think Larry Freeze was a guy I used to work with.
Okay. Well, he's not the coach at Ole Miss, is
no,
he?
No, he is not.
Okay, there you go.
That's what I get for trying to do it off the top of my head. Preseason NBA, and we'll get you laid out for the OU-Texas rivalry game this weekend. All that and more coming up in sports.
And tickets are available. That's how far the Texas program has fallen. Tickets are
really
available. Yeah. Talking to a guy yesterday, he said, yeah, I can remember when I'd give up my third kid for those tickets.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's how bad it is on the 40
It would be
acres.
Interesting to see when the last time that happened, when you could get a ticket for that game.
Well, you've always been able to get them, but not through the school. And that's what happened
that's true.
Apparently yesterday. They posted tickets for sale. Woo! Well, anyway. Yeah, it's a cycle. All right, so we've all been there before. You've just eaten raw chicken at your favorite food trailer in the shady part of town, and then you have to drive home twice as fast as the posted speed limit because, you know.
Oh, dear.
The call of nature, so to speak. But that is, is that enough of a reason to lead police on a chase? For one man in Garden City, Utah, the answer was yes. Yes, it was. Jeffrey Laub. Went speeding through a canyon at 111 miles an hour, leading a Utah Highway Patrolman on the what was described as off-road's Dukes of Hazzard style pursuit because he ate some food that upset his stomach and he was trying to get to a toilet. Obviously, his excuse did not fly with the judge. I don't know how that ended, you know, but nonetheless, he was sentenced to 7 days in jail after he was convicted for failure to stop the command of a police officer, impaired driving, reckless driving, speeding. Oh, wait! And an open container.
Goodness. At least in jail he'll have a toilet within 10 feet
That's
at all times.
Very true.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And the food might be safer to eat there. Just saying.
Maybe. Info.
Mason.
My thought is, don't you start... Well, of course, I don't know where he was. He could have been out in the wilderness. Well, if he's out in the wilderness, wouldn't that have solved... Well, don't know the details. It just seems like going less than 111 miles an hour could have been a logical solution to the problem.
Maybe he needed more than one leaf.
Could be.
He was in Utah.
Yeah, they just had cactus.
Better that than pine
trees. Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Day 283. It's 619. Day 283. It's 10-10 day. Yesterday was 10-9 day, obviously. Today's 10-10 day. It's the 10th of October. It's World Homeless Day. No thanks. And also it's Angel Food Cake Day.
Oh, I love Angel Food Cake.
Seldom do you see homeless people eating Angel Food Cake, I'm just saying.
Seldom.
All right.
Birthday. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Amy Teagarden is 24. She was in Friday Night Lights. Maya is a singer, and she was in Dancing with the Stars. She's 35. Junior's 39 today. Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, okay. Got it, yeah.
They just call him Junior.
They do, yep.
He is 39. Mario Lopez is 40 from Saved by the Bell. Wendy McLeod Covey is 44. She was in Bridesmaids, Reno 911, which I thought was really funny for a while.
It was, yeah, for a while.
Manu Bennett is 44 in Spartacus and The Hobbit and several others. Bette Favre.
Oh, yeah. Can't spell his name.
He's 44. Jodie Benson is 52. Any idea who that is?
Nah.
The Little Mermaid.
Wow.
There you are.
That is absolutely
Nailed
correct.
That.
That's pathetic.
Okay. Yeah.
Julie Sweeney, the girl that played Pat on SNL, is 54 today.
Uh-huh.
Bradley Whitford is 54 from the West Wing, and now he's in that new one, Trophy Wife.
Oh, yeah.
Tanya, Don't Call Me Tanya, or vice versa, because I never can remember, is 55. David Lee Tucker.
Tanya who?
Tucker.
Oh, okay.
David Lee Roth is 59.
You know, who is independently wealthy.
Yes.
His dad is like some sort of a world-renowned surgeon or something. So
something along those lines.
He didn't need to be a rock and roll singer.
Nope. And Ben Vereen is 67. Yeah.
Peter Coyote, you might know his voice. He does a lot of voice work.
It was there.
Wow.
He might do that. He's 72 years old. All right, it's 6:21.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So a two-year investigation by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations has found widespread fraud in the Social Security Administration's disability program. Now, the fraud is so rampant and these disability cases have so proliferated in recent years that the Social Security's Disability Trust Fund, it may run out of money in only 18 months, according to Senator Tom Coburn. Now, he issued a report highlighting the disability claim factory, as he call it, run by an attorney by the name of Eric Kahn in Kentucky. And for the past 6 years, Kahn has worked with a judge and a team of doctors to get rubber-stamped approvals of disability claims. He allegedly paid five doctors almost $2 million to provide favorable disability opinions for his claimants. Now, these payments have skyrocketed across the U.S. in recent years, and in 2013, 14 million Americans are receiving disability benefits.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com never leaves you out in the cold. They encourage you to talk with the experts. Here's what I mean. If you need expert advice about designer-named blinds and shades and shutters and drapes, well, you can call or email anytime, and guess what? That's free. If you want to chat live with a decorator, again, that's free. You need to show a design expert the actual window that you're going to be covering using your smartphone or your iPad or your tablet? Well, that's free, too. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Remember, Blinds.com, that's Blinds.com. I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several thousand dollars a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
My sleep number is 65. Kevin's sleep number is 35. What's your sleep number? You can find out this weekend because it's the grand opening of the Sleep Number store. Now, they're located right there across from Specs or the Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue, just a block north of Harvey Road. Stop by there. Kevin will be there and have some goodies to give away. So it's your opportunity to find out exactly what this Sleep Number bed is all about and find out what your sleep number is. So join us with the celebration coming up this weekend from noon to 2 at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dad, go long. Dad, Meatball's filling the ball again.
That Meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings,
where you can get a new Super Duty from Team Ford discounted $11,000 or a new Ford Escape for $21,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got new Ford Fusions for $288 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TeamInNavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Housing data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Realty Tracks monthly foreclosure data offers new signs of improvement in the housing sector. Foreclosure-related activity last month showed a tiny uptick from August, but default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions were down 27% from September of last year. Activity for the third quarter was the lowest in more than 6 years. You'll have a chance to try Burger King's new Satis Fries for free this weekend. Burger King restaurants will give away the lower-calorie French fries this Saturday and Sunday. Every customer who comes in during hours when fries are normally available will be given an order. No coupons or cards required. McDonald's expects to be the biggest distributor of children's books on the planet next month. Books will be included with Happy Meals for the first 2 weeks of November. McDonald's expects to pass out more than 20 million paperbacks during the promotion. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We live in a world where entire fortunes can disappear in seconds. There is, however, one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or a nickel of interest. Municipal bonds backed by the leader in bond insurance, Assured Guarantee. With a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee for investors who embrace possibilities but invest in certainties.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up, jumper is for number 5.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Les Miserables, one of the greatest musicals of all time, is coming to the Theater Company of Bryan College Station. The Theater Company's production of Les Miserables runs 3 weekends starting September 27th. Go to theatercompany.com, that's theater with an R-E, company.com, and purchase tickets for this show as well as season tickets. Les Miserables is underwritten by Brazos Valley Urgent Care and Element Retirement and Investment Consultants. The Theater Company in Bryan, on Villa Maria behind Joanne's Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion. Get up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278. Another cool overnight. That was kind of pleasant. Not going to be quite so cool tonight, and actually we're going to get to probably the lower 70s by the weekend. But, you know, still, and all, that's all right. 85 for a high temperature again today. Winds out of the southeast. And we'll continue with those temps, about 85 or so. Rain chances, 20% chance of rain on Friday and Friday night, up to a 40% chance of rain on Saturday. Saturday night's 30%, and we'll continue that 30% on Sunday night. And Monday, which, by the way, is a door rattler. That's Columbus Day, all right? Right now we've got 61 out there.
Some of your old stuff that you keep in the attic is deteriorating as we speak, but there are some things you can do to preserve it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating customized leads that it's been called the best of the breed? If your business thrives by selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Dun & Bradstreet has developed a powerful tool to connect you to targeted buyers for your product or service that's fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured list of names that don't fit your business. D&B's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. And for a limited time, Dun & Bradstreet would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads, plus a 24-hour free trial. Just call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial, plus 50 free targeted leads. Call now, 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-226-0017.
Nothing lasts forever. That's particularly important to keep in mind when you think about old 8mm home movies.
Really, the best thing that can be done for them is to put them into the deep freeze. Once you put photographic film into a deep freeze, their lifespan is really an uncounted number of years.
Don Williams, author of the book Saving Stuff, says old video and audio tapes are doomed. They will start to degrade after 20 years, and you have to transfer them to some digital medium before it's too late.
My own specialty is furniture and wooden objects, and one of the things that really comes up is the whole notion of oiling and feeding your furniture. Well, furniture is dead and wood is dead, and you don't need to oil it or feed it. And so just keep it clean and maybe put a coat of paste wax on it every 10 years, but the whole notion of actively maintaining it by slathering ointments, those are just a catastrophe waiting to happen.
And if you have old clothing, like a wedding dress or military uniform you'd like to preserve,
make sure that you get it clean, because the contamination from food and use and body sweat and oils and things like that are a buffet to a lot of insects. Make sure that you pack it out with either acid-free tissue paper or polyester batting so that there's no creases, because if you have creases in textiles, that's a real place for damage to begin. And then if you can keep it in an archival acid-free box, you're good to go for a long, long time.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A 3-year-old found playing in the street led College Station police to arrest the mother for child abandonment and endangerment. Officers were called twice in 3 hours yesterday to reports of the boy outside unsupervised. The second time, 2 blocks from home in the area of Nagel and Cherry, a witness told officers the boy was on his bike weaving in and out of traffic and was almost being struck by motorists. 28-year-old Ebony Wilson told police her son sneaked out the first time and had no explanation for his leaving the second time. There were no other children in the household, and the boy was placed with family members after Wilson was arrested. 3 teenagers and 4 adults were arrested last night by College Station police on a variety of charges that included aggravated kidnapping and aggravated robbery. Two different incidents yesterday, including stolen vehicles, stolen drugs, hit-and-run crashes, and being run off the road, culminated with an arrest at the Southgate Village Apartments. Witnesses reported that someone was being led away at gunpoint after a fight involving handguns. The police report is available online at WTAW.com. Higher interest rates may be in our future. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien says that may be the cost of refinancing federal debt if the debt ceiling is not raised by the 17th.
They may demand higher interest rates to cover that potential risk that it doesn't have the full credit. And if Treasury interest rates go up, then all other interest rates go up. And so you wind up with this spiraling effect of the economy that causes greater and greater uncertainty.
In the meantime, Flores says there's polling data that shows the president's position of not negotiating over the budget and the debt ceiling is backfiring. Also, Flores says media reports are wrong about House Democrats having enough Republican votes to pass a clean continuing resolution, one which places no conditions to end the government shutdown. The first 3 days of this week, there were 17 vehicle burglaries in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says thieves are like everyone else in the respect that we all like to go shopping.
And they'll look around for targets, and if they have an easier target to get into, one that's unlocked or windows down, they're more likely to strike that. If they see items in plain view, they're more likely to attempt to strike that vehicle as well, because then they know that they can at least get their hands on something.
Up until the last couple of weeks, College Station had fewer burglaries compared to the same period last year. With some of the thefts taking place in residential neighborhoods, Flieger suggests getting to know your neighbors and look out for each other. O'Brien's store closing its doors after 102 years of business doesn't mean that downtown as a whole is doing poorly, so says Parker Aston Hardware's owner, Zane Anderson. Anderson says it's hard for small retail stores to compete with the big national stores, but there are new kinds of opportunities, particularly for boutiques.
There's a lot of good things happening in downtown. It's sad that the old hardware store is leaving and the old pharmacy next door to us left a couple months ago. So it's hard to see the old stores moving out, but it's the future is with smaller type stores in the downtown that are more specialty that people will come down here for.
Anderson, who bought the store 8 years ago, says if he keeps the property, he'll divide it into smaller stores or lofts for tenants. The 10,000 square foot store, which is undergoing a massive clearance sale, will officially close on or around November 9th. In about 2 weeks, details could be revealed of a collaboration between A&M and Israel on water development and petroleum engineering projects.
The Austin American-Statesman quoted A&M System Chancellor John Sharp as saying, "Oh God, I wish I could tell you." Sharp told an Austin audience the deal depends on the resolution of one little bitty thing involving Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Shimon Peres, and the peace process. Chancellor spoke at a fundraiser for the Jewish National Fund, which partners with organizations in Israel on water, economic development, and reforestation projects. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Huntsville woman has died in a crash in Virginia. Authorities say 86-year-old Irene Elizer was not wearing a seatbelt while riding in a minivan that was hit by an SUV that crossed the centered line. The driver of the SUV was Jacqueline Badger Mars, an owner of the Mars Candy Company founded by her father, and someone ranked by Forbes magazine as the world's seventh richest woman. A former paramedic in West, scheduled to go on trial next week on federal charges of possessing materials to make a pipe bomb, has reached a plea agreement. The attorney representing Bryce Reed filed paperwork in federal court for more time to finalize the deal. Reed was arrested 3 weeks following the fertilizer plant explosion. Authorities have never announced any link between Reed and the blast, of which the cause has been listed as undetermined. The criminal complaint accused Reed of giving a metal pipe, chemicals, and other materials to someone weeks after the blast. And from Odessa, a student at Permian High School was caught with two loaded handguns and ammunition in his backpack. Why the 16-year-old sophomore brought the weapons to school has not been determined. Another student tipped off administrators. The discovery did not prompt a lockdown, which has 2,300 students. The accused was taken to a youth detention center. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Howdy, I'm Vic Schaefer, inviting you to my Coaches of Character Golf Classic benefiting the Hope Pregnancy Center of the Brazos Valley. The Hope Pregnancy Center exists to meet the needs of those facing a crisis pregnancy. Your participation and support in this event helps fund their good work. This year's honoree is Texas A&M Assistant Athletic Trainer and my dear friend, Mike Radar Rickey.
It's October 21st for a great day of golf and to support a good cause. Visit hope.golfreg.com or call 695-9193.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save up to $10 on select LED light bulbs now through December 31st after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Hi, it's Debbie with American Lube Centers. We've been building and you've been waiting and we're almost there. American Lube Centers Tower Point under the water tower in College Station will be opening mid-October. It's your fourth location and this time you get a full service car wash and detail as well as our award-winning oil changes to keep your vehicles running and now looking great. Thanks for being so patient with our progress and thanks again for voting American Lube Centers as the best of the Brazos Valley for 4 years in a row. Opening mid-October, American Lube Centers Tower Point.
Good morning. It's 6:39. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure remains in control with lots of sunshine today. Highs will be up around 85 degrees. It should be partly cloudy throughout the area tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, turning a little warmer into tomorrow, highs be 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clouds will be on the increase. There could even be a shower. Lows will be around 70. For Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sun, 85 with the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we're very excited to be back at home. It's been a long time.
It really has for Ole Miss. They haven't played at home for quite a while. Hugh Freeze is trying to figure out a way to put Johnny Football on ice. Thank you. A&M Volleyball, Major League Baseball in the playoff runs, and a whole lot more coming up with sports. No more punny jokes.
Yeah. That's two. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
We'll do that for you coming up about 6:52.
Okay. And tickets available for Texas OU.
I can't believe that.
You think they'll just, you know, here's the thing to do. To make it the great experience is you go there and you don't buy a ticket. And you go spend a couple hours on the Midway, you know, eating unhealthy food and stuff. And,
fried everything.
Yeah, yes. You know, going into the home economics building or whatever it's called now and watch those guys who do the vegetable peeler presentations.
Yep.
Those are always kind of fun.
Love that.
Yep. And then you wander over to the – they playing at the Cotton Bowl or they play at Jerry World now?
I think it's at the Cotton Bowl.
Okay, they're still at the Cotton Bowl.
I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it probably are. And so you wander over there and you just kind of look at the scoreboard and see what, you know, if it's worth going in. And maybe they let you in free by halftime. It may be just that bad. So we'll see.
I doubt it.
Yeah, anyway. Yep. So
Cotton Bowl in Dallas.
Well, an opportunity to see Mack Brown, the greatest football coach in the history of the sport, coaching his last Texas OU game. So do that. So Paul Ryan is in the fight. He says, okay, I'll step into the spotlight. He's decided that he'll come off the sidelines here now as we enter our, what is this, 10th day, 9th day, whatever, of the 10th day, I guess, of the government being closed. He said, well, okay, I'll come in and I'll be part of this team to talk about stuff. You know, they need to figure out what they're going to do. As Bill Flores explained to us yesterday, they need to get a little short time deal so that they can move forward with the debt ceiling and funding and all that kind of stuff for about 2 weeks. And then they've got time to sit down and once again travel at the speed of smell, which is what Congress does, and then come up with a big solution rather than right this now.
Because the U.S. government is so good at big solutions.
Of course they are. Mm. Look at the Obamacare phone call thingy. That tells you. But anyway, everybody's got sinking poll numbers, no movement. The president had invited all 230 Republican House members to the White House to meet with him today, but John Boehner nixed that request, saying only 18 House members would go. Leadership and some committee chairs would go. So the positions stay the same. John Boehner says Republicans won't negotiate until the Democrats make concessions to the Republican demands, and the president said there will be no discussion of those demands until the House Republicans deliver a continuing resolution that funds the government.
But I won't negotiate.
No. No. So just so you know that.
Give me the money, yeah, and we'll negotiate, but I won't negotiate.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we are where we are.
Complaining on the radio?
That's it. That's right. Battling op-ed pieces yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. The aforementioned Paul Ryan mentioned a couple of times in there. Eric Cantor wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post yesterday that says that the debt limit or Obamacare specifically is not the problem. This is a clarifying moment of the entire dysfunction in Washington. Oh, okay, so that means it's going to be all better now that we know what it is, huh? Dysfunction in Washington. Gosh, that's never happened before. And numerous surveys have been out since the shutdown. The new Gallup poll had more bad news for the Republicans. The Gallup poll finds that over the past 21 years, the Republican Party has never been viewed less favorably than it is right now.
Awesome!
That's just where they want to be. That is just great.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't include, of course, the post-Watergate era, but that does include pretty much that whole impeachment thing on Bill Clinton and how unpopular George W. Bush was. So, once again, at a 21-year low, so they, you know, they can be proud of themselves. So yesterday, Harry Reid kind of put into a little situation by somebody from his own party. The senator from Nevada was using an outdoor Capitol Hill news conference to criticize the Republicans over the ongoing shutdown. Wanted kind of a change of venue. Well, the Washington, D.C. mayor, that's Vincent Gray, walks up to Reid, demanding that Reid exempt the city from the ongoing shutdown. In a tone loud enough for the folks in the press gallery to hear, Gray said, quote, "Sir, we are not a department of the government. We're simply trying to be able to spend our own money." Reid then responded, "I'm on your side. Don't screw it up, okay? Don't screw it up." End quote. Press got all that. Ah, dang. Oh, Harry Reid. He used to be a boxer. You know, you look at him because he looks like a little spindly wimp. But anyway.
Well, you can be. I mean, my sure. great-grandfather was a featherweight boxer.
I guess that's what it is. He's a featherweight boxer, so or was. So how about this this deal where the families of slain military veterans could not get their benefits because Chuck Hagel wouldn't release the funds.
That is correct. But one of the Scotty's house.
No, Fisher House.
Fisher House, right, stepped up and said they'd take care of it. At least somebody has a brain.
I mean, in what world? In what possible world could it be that Chuck Hagel would do that?
Well, the same one where Harry Reid said that he wasn't going to fund cancer research for kids.
Yeah, I guess so.
They've
guess
just so. Been ate up with the stupid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and tone deaf.
Yes.
Missed it completely. And just because the Affordable Care Act is kicked in, there's still some employees, both private and municipal, trying to work their way around it. In Florida, the Polk County School District considering having all substitute teachers work for contractors and get less than 30 hours a week.
Ooh.
Get two ways to avoid having to provide medical insurance. A company called Kelly Educational Staffing already handles similar requests from other area school districts. The district itself looking at a savings of $718,000 by going to the contractor
side. Oh, yeah. This is going to turn out great.
Yeah. Wherever you are right now, right this moment, you've never been closer to saving a child. Every minute, malaria claims another life. But donating just $1 provides a life-saving test and treatment for one child in Africa. $1 given, one child saved. We have the tools to ensure no child dies from a mosquito bite. $1 at a time, one child at a time. That's the power of one. Save a life now by donating a dollar at peel1.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 12th, it's livestock parasite control. There's many considerations when it comes to treating for parasites. Come learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I was thinking back the other day to a new and comparatively large shrub and ground cover bed I put in along our driveway. Much of it's in the shadows of a large red oak tree that has so deprived the turf in that area of much needed sunlight that even the St. Augustine faded away. One part of it, however, receives hot baking summer sun. What could I do? Well, as I drove home from the nursery with my new plants carefully loaded, I remember how I was thinking about planting the same ground cover in that sunny spot that I had planted in College Station when I was a teenager. That was Andora juniper. I did landscape contracting while I was in high school. That was one of my favorite ground covers. It didn't do well for me in this part of our landscape, so I used the same ground cover I used over the rest of the bed. I'll be back with details, back to our roots, right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. The point in what I'm talking about is that we too often overlook plants of our past. We're lured by what's new and shiny, and we forget those time-proven performers. There are some current examples of hero plants that have been resurrected. Antique roses, thanks to the pioneering work of Mike Shoup of the Antique Rose Emporium in Brenham, and Dr. Bill Welch, my friend in College Station. Antique roses have found great acceptance in modern landscaping. Dr. Steve George, also with Texas A&M, has studied scores of rose varieties. He has named the most bulletproof of them all as Earthkind roses, and there are a couple of dozen of those. Vitex is another plant that has staged a real comeback. Our grandmas grew it, and now we grow it too. I guess that 50 years of Texas gardening have taught me that you need to see a plant perform for several seasons before you put your brand on it. I'm timid about trying new lawn grass varieties until I've seen them endure a drought and record low temperatures. We planted Floratam St. Augustine in the late 1970s in North Texas, and it died the first winter. We planted fescues in the 80s and 90s in my backyard, and it died from the heat every summer, and I tried it for several years. You'd think I would have learned. We ought to be using standard Nandinas. They're great 4 to 5 foot shrubs, and there are stands that are 75 years old and still growing in the same places where our ancestors put them. Same thing goes for glossy abelias and Italian jasmine. There's an heirloom plant that has not caught a rebirth in Texas landscaping. Italian jasmine, beautiful arching shrub, 5 or 6 feet tall and wide, little yellow flowers all season long. It's just a beautiful plant. Standard old-fashioned pomegranates deserve much wider attention. Gardeners often worry that using heirloom plants like these will relegate our landscapes to an old-fashioned look. I'm not sure there's anything wrong with that. Stay away from the squared-off rows of shrubs across the front of your house. Use the same shrubs instead in free-form clusters of odd numbers of plants, and they'll be beautiful. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to our buds, back to our roots. Living with Fences in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 651 Aggie football is ready to hit the road this weekend to Oxford, Mississippi. Ole Miss head coach Hugh Freeze is just happy to finally get a home game.
Well, we're very excited to be back at home. It's been a long time and a difficult stretch we've had on the road. It doesn't get much easier coming home with A&M and LSU in back-to-back weeks coming here. But I know that our kids are very excited about playing in front of a home crowd.
And, of course, the mandatory question asked of all coaches that are taking on Johnny Football, and that is, what about Johnny Football?
He wants to stay in the pocket a little more. He's confident that he can make all the throws. Doesn't feel like he has to use his feet all the time. Proving that he's more of a complete quarterback, not that he's afraid to. And you still, that's the part that's so scary, is that he's throwing it well also. And if he has to use his feet, he's going to extend plays better than any I've ever coached against or seen. But no question, he seems more comfortable to stay in there when he has time.
The Aggs won last year's game in dramatic fashion, coming from behind in the final minute to take a 30-27 win. But they'll have to do it this season without their senior defensive tackle, Kirby Ennis, who suffered a season-ending ACL tear against Arkansas. Kickoff is Saturday at 7:30. Pregame, of course, with 6:30. Dave and Dave, and all the coverage is on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A&M volleyball hope had momentum early in the match with middle blocker Jasmine Barbers posting three blocks and a kill to spearhead a 4-0 run for the Aggies, and they won the got up 15-11. A&M, which outhit LSU by a ton in the frame, stumbled down the stretch. LSU overcame a 2-0 deficit and beat A&M in five sets at Reed Arena last night.
Swinging a long one into left. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. A two-run home run for David Freeze. The Cardinals are on top 2-0.
After that, the St. Louis Cardinals never trailed the Pittsburgh Pirates and advanced to the National League Championship Series by downing the Bucks 6-1 in Game 5 of the NLDS. David Freeze and Matt Adams hit two-run dingers to support Adam Wainwright, who went the distance on an eight-hitter. And here's Wainwright after the win on TBS.
I was pretty nervous. I was just, it's hard not to think back on what happened in Game 5 last year, and I just wanted to prove I could go out there and be a good playoff pitcher. So I'm just so fired up for this team and this city right now. Cardinal fans are rocking today, and I'm just fired up to be here.
Next up for the Cardinals, the Los Angeles Dodgers. That series starts Friday in St. Louis. Preseason in the NBA saw Dirk Nowitzki score 20 points as the Mavericks withstood a fourth-quarter rally to defeat the Memphis Grizzlies 95-90. San Antonio Spurs opened their preseason by escaping with a 95-93 overtime win against CSKA Moscow last night. San Antonio starters played for about 2.5 quarters against the former two-time European League champions. Tim Duncan had 10 points in just 18 minutes. One of the most storied rivalries in sports is the OU-Texas shootout, and it's this weekend in Dallas. The embattled head coach Mack Brown for the Longhorns is going into the big game with his backup quarterback, Case McCoy, and he was asked if Case is ready.
That's one of the reasons we announced that he would start, and when we found out David would not play next week, because he is the starter, and he did a very good job, especially on that last drive Thursday night, bringing us back to the win.
The Red River rivalry set for Saturday at 11 in the games on ABC. Now from the American football to the European football, that's soccer to you and I. Sporting Kansas City and the Houston Dynamo played to a 0-0 tie last night. The draw extends the unbeaten streak to 5 games. The Dynamo were unable to close the gap on KC. Kansas City remains 4 points ahead of the Dynamo in second place in the Eastern Conference. The Los Angeles City Council has reaffirmed its support in an effort to bring an NFL team to the nation's second largest city. Members voted 14-0 yesterday for a resolution saying it is interested in the interest of both the city and the league to bring the team to Los Angeles. A year ago, the council approved a plan by the sports and entertainment company AEG to build a $1.5 billion, with a B, billion-dollar downtown stadium, but construction can't begin until a team is actually secured for L.A. And finally, for the third consecutive year, Texas A&M University will host the first and second round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Specific game dates will be announced later, and 4 teams will participate in the event next year. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Building a home, that's more money than you're probably going to spend in any other event in your lifetime, and it needs to be entrusted to people who know what they're doing and can give you the best for your dollars. And those guys are Chris and Clint Willis from Willis Custom Homes. These are hardworking guys, graduates of A&M, been building homes in the Brazos Valley for about 10 years. Most importantly, what they do is they go in and make sure that you understand exactly where the money's being spent. It's a unique approach where they put together line item descriptions of the materials, the labor, and the profit in the bid so that you see very transparently exactly how that money is being spent. And you walk through a home that's been built by Willis Custom Homes, and you're going to sense elegance and quality in their homes that maybe you think is not in your budget. But that's not the case, because they do things differently at Willis Custom Homes. I'm just telling you that they will answer all your questions. They'll show you all your options, and they'll make sure that you are comfortable through every step of the process. And I can tell you that from personal experience. Visit their website. It's WillisHomesTX.com. WillisHomesTX.com. So no matter why you're building a home, trust it to these guys. It's Chris and Clint Willis. Again, the website is WillisHomesTX.com. They've done work for me. Let them do work for you.
CC Creations, the largest custom screen printing and embroidery company in Texas, as well as the preferred merchandise vendor for Texas A&M Athletics. From decorated t-shirts to promotional items, embroidered golf shirts, caps, along with signs, banners, trophies, and awards. CC Creations and the Aggies have you covered. Call CC Creations 979-693-9664 or visit the website cccreationsusa.com. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout Texas for over 30 years.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825.